can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion. Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
That's Put Me on the Radio, otherwise known as the HFCC Campus Connection theme song. And that particular show that of which I speak is happening right now with the lovely and talented Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. Hello.
Hello, and I'm Dennis, and this is HFC's Campus Connection. We are the second Tuesday of every month from 1 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon on that Tuesday, and we are live. Well, we're live right now at Henry Ford Community College, right on the campus of the WHFR studios in beautiful Dearborn, Michigan. Go ahead.
Well, you're all right.
I'm all right. Did I get anything wrong?
Well, we're not live. We're live in our right now, but if the show is pre-recorded, we don't want to confuse anybody. You can't call right now. We won't answer.
No, you can.
You can call.
In fact, we encourage it, but we won't answer.
Yeah, but we won't answer.
Somebody might.
Well, because if we say we're live, then it's like, oh, I want to talk to Dennis.
Right.
And they call right away, and then there's disappointment. So
the fact is, it's more likely they want to call Lindsay. But no, you're right. We record the show. We never know what day. In fact, when we're recording it, I honestly don't know what day today is.
Yeah, today is unknown. It is today is the unday.
That's the unday. It's funny because I spoke earlier today, the unday, with a wonderful lady on campus. Her name is Diane Mancinelli, and she is the director of HFCC's Full Circle Dance Company. We're going to play that recording in our second segment. But I explained to her a little bit about the pre-recorded show because she would refer to the auditions for her Full Circle Dance Company as next week. And in my mind, I'm going, well, is it next week? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very timely. It would be this week.
We always, I always dance around, no pun intended, with this particular issue because Lindsay always has one foot firmly planted on whatever day it really is and the other foot planted on Tuesday.
Don't ask me how that happens. But
I don't know either.
Lindsay, how do I know what day it is?
We see each other far less. We're no longer classmates. You are at Wayne State. How are things going?
Quickly.
Yeah?
Quickly, yes.
Okay.
It's going really well, but things are moving really fast. I can't believe the semester is approaching the end.
It's the end.
And
it's past the middle, right?
Yeah, we are over midterms and now getting into this final stretch of classes. And it's going well, and I am excited to start next semester, though. I'm kind of done.
Okay.
I'm over my class. I'm just done. I'm excited for more.
Well, you just, beautiful segue, thank you. I don't know if that was,
yeah.
Of course it was. It was always planned. No, but you did register for your classes already.
Already registered. They fill up quickly, as you know.
As I know.
They do here, too.
And we do, and that's something I really want to bring up, is that on November 2nd, if current students, people that are already going to school here, that's important, not just registered, but current students, we have a distinct advantage in that we can register online earlier. November 2nd was the date that we could begin. I believe it was at 8 a.m. Mm. A lot of people put their classes, they checked everything out. They looked online for classes, and they kind of put them in their little bank or little stockpile or whatever. So all they had to do was click register and then submit, and then they were done.
Simple.
Very simple. Now, November 24th is the next date to remember because that's in-person registration on that day, and that'll be for people that are not current students or other people that maybe didn't catch the early registration opportunity. So we come in here, we tell people all the time, please, you will need to speak to a counselor in many cases, make that appointment. It does get crazy around here. We have over 18,000 students.
Wow.
So it's pretty intense here. So just to make sure you get the classes you want at the time you want with the instructor you want, just do it early, do your research. And in addition to counseling, it might be a good idea to go to counseling prepared by already talking to other instructors, specifically the heads of the department that you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Give an example. When I was doing telecommunications major, I talked to the wonderful Susan McGraw.
Often.
I
would always talk. Yeah, she's wonderful, like you said. Great.
And your experiences were just, I mean, you can't even put a value on it because what she did was she gave you a clear idea of what you would need, what would transfer to Wayne. And that way, when you went to counseling, if you had to at all, which you might have, you already had all your ducks in a row and were ready to move forward.
Yeah, definitely. Now,
so you said something to me earlier today about HFCC and how wonderful it was to...
The transition has been?
Yeah.
Yes. I've been very fortunate to have the majority of my classes that I took here transfer over to Wayne State, and I am at a junior standing there. I don't have much time left to complete at Wayne State, and
right.
it's all thanks to Henry Ford and the amount of classes that actually transfer. I didn't waste... I mean, I did have an awful lot of credits here that didn't transfer, but that's only... from me switching my major tons and tons of times and building up my credits. But the ones that mattered, the ones that were specific to me going into media arts and studies and film and doing what I want to do, a lot from Henry Ford transferred over. And I'm very fortunate for that. Very, very lucky, very happy with my experience with transferring from Henry Ford. And I still, I think about the school often down there. It's so different being on a huge campus and giant classes with tons and tons of people, whereas here I knew everyone in my class.
You did, yeah.
And it was, you know, I made a point to like get in and know my teacher and have a good relationship with them, where down there my professors have no idea who I am from the person sitting next to me.
And that's not a slam on them, it's just
no,
there's
not
so
at
many
all.
Darn
that's
students
university.
Right?
That's life. Yeah. It's university life, and that's the hardest part of a transition from going to Henry Ford to going there. But aside from that, as far as my education goes, mm-hmm. and feeling like I'm competent and I know what I'm doing, yeah, totally. Like, Henry Ford prepared me academically. But as far as just the surroundings and
right.
just the general population there, it's so much bigger.
It's probably a little bit of a culture shock, too. Because we do, we have kind of, for lack of a better term, kind of an intimate setting here.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you and I, because we were in the same program, we shared so many classes together. And you'll have the same teachers. There was one semester, I think, where I had Susan McGraw for three classes.
Yeah,
and that's not uncommon. We had Tom Hopkins for several,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and Lindsay and I, we did follow the same path. Whether I'll follow her to her the current destiny, I don't know yet. I don't know.
Well, I would like that. Well, I miss you, seeing you daily. I do.
I know. We used to
and
have
now we
so
just see
fun.
Each other monthly for Campus Connection, which makes this show all the better.
It does. It does. We'll have tea and crumpets later or something.
Yeah.
But no, but when you told me your schedule next
tea
semester.
Tea and crumpets. I'm sorry. I totally got distracted. 5101, we should go have food.
Oh, okay. That brings up another point. A couple listeners, more than one, less than 10 listeners actually contacted me, a couple of them in person, and those were the memorable ones, but also via email, which were far more diplomatic, but the ones in person were my favorites because they're like, hey, you guys always talk about food. You wait till the end of the show. That's really fun for us. It's really funny the way you talk about it. You're not 400 pounds, but you sound like you are. Because of how much we talk about food.
Oh, yeah. We love food.
And then they say the reality is that sometimes, very often, the actual show ends when you're talking about food and we want more. So can you talk about food earlier in the show? And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your kind words. And to answer your question, no.
Mm-mm.
No, we're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about 5101, and it will be toward the end of the show. And that's not to be mean. It's just
it's just the way we do it.
It's
and that's
just
what we can do.
And remember,
that's
it caught your attention, right?
Yeah. Maybe we'll tease you a bit.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Tea and crumpets.
We could tea and crumpets, exactly.
we should probably get right in because I'm looking at this pile of papers here.
So much going on.
I know. What do you? I know there's something about the earth.
Something about the earth. The Student Environmental Association here at Henry Ford is presenting National Geographic's Human Footprint. It is a film, and it is a very important film about our earth and what us as Americans living on it are doing to our earth.
Okay.
It is showing tomorrow, which is Wednesday, November 10th.
Gotcha.
At 3:40 in the afternoon and then again at 6 p.m. in the evening in L14. That's the basement of the liberal arts building. And pretty much this film is going to talk about, help us think about what we use, consume, and discard in our average lifetime here on Earth.
I have a feeling you threw some numbers around earlier. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that. I would like to know how much water you think you use in your lifetime, gallons-wise, gallons.
Gallons of water. Wow. You know what?
I'm putting you on the spot. That's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. It is 1.8 million gallons of water. And that's just one person. That's just you.
Yeah.
And then me. So that's like over 3 million gallons of water that we're using
in this room.
This room.
Right.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
So you follow the average lifetime of the average person. And I don't know about you, but I do. I shower at least once a day. So I'm taking that shower at least in the summer more.
Yes.
Unfortunately, up until recently, I would leave the water on when I was brushing my teeth.
Yes.
I'm learning these things, though. Mm-hmm. And I think
you wouldn't think it'd make a big deal if you turn it off, really. I mean, leave the water on. So what, you know?
Right.
that's the mentality that a lot of us have.
But that adds up, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah. You can't. It's a big deal to leave the water on when you're brushing your teeth.
Right. No, I understand that. And there's a lot of them. I mean, yeah, just watering the grass, you know, 4 times a day. And I see a lot of my neighbors doing that.
Yeah.
So maybe we can come up,
you
and I.
Think about the things that you have to do.
Right.
Like you have to flush the toilet. Right. You have to take a shower. But you do not have to leave the water on while you brush your teeth. You do not have to water your lawn 4 times a day.
No.
No one needs grass that green.
I'm really not exaggerating for some of my neighbors. Either.
No, I have a neighbor with a sprinkler system.
Right.
And I would put them on the spot right now and if I could, but I don't want to do that.
but
they have a sprinkler system and it's on like 3 times a day and that's a sprinkler system. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Would you agree that that is becoming less and less common though? Don't you think people are becoming more aware of what's going on and what they need to do individually?
Well, I think it is, and thanks to films like these that have been made with bringing awareness to what we're doing to the earth. I mean, on average, you are going to discard 64 tons of garbage in your lifetime.
64 tons.
Tons.
A ton is 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
So 64
times 64.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah. I don't have a calculator, but it's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
Or a lot of money. That's a lot of money. My mind.
It's a lot of discardation.
It's a lot of garbage. Yes. So where's all that garbage going?
And that's the thing. That's another thing I think we're becoming more aware of. Mm-hmm. You know, this would be a really great opportunity. We had the third panel discussion. And what this panel is like a roundtable discussion. We have a keynote speaker. It's organized by Michelle Martinez from Sierra Club and Cool Cities. Mm-hmm. And we've had three of these panel discussions, all three at U of MD, to talk about sustainability. At the last two, we had Dave Norwood, who is the sustainability coordinator for the city of Dearborn there. And what, you know, we talk about how expensive some of the things that you can do to your house to make it more green. To be more conscious, how expensive it can get.
This.
You remember this?
Yeah.
Well, the fourth one, I wanted to bring this up. The fourth one is actually a firm date has been set as of December 1st, which will be the next sustainability panel roundtable discussion. No specific time or place yet, but December 1st. So stay tuned. And I know we'll talk about that at length on the new WHFR journal.
Yeah.
Sure. But the point is that we have these people there, not only from the school, Ian Tran, who's just this wonderful, he's a student, he's the president of the Environmental Association at U of MD, and they talk about these things, but not in really like abstract ways, but in ways that you and I are talking about now, like turn off your water when you brush your teeth. Don't buy bottled water because that's just ridiculous. And those containers will outlast all of us by far.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of things you're talking about are things that we every day can do that doesn't really hurt.
Right.
And once they become habits and enough people do them, that's why we make a difference, you know? Sorry, there's my little soapbox.
No, that's good. That's good. That was a nice little.
I get excited about it, and I love going to these things. So.
I know. I want to hear more about that. I'll have to tune into the new journal to see when.
I might ask you to come. Yeah. It'll be on a Wednesday
evening.
That's
right. Yeah, I'd like to go to it a Wednesday evening.
And we have the environmental people from Wayne State show up there also. Two twin brothers, and they're wonderful. These guys are awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
So.
I'll look for them on campus.
What else you got there?
Well, I did want to. I want to throw out one more number just because it's amazing.
Okay.
The amount of gas we burn.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, 31,350 gallons of gasoline. One person.
31.
Not like we, like all of us together, burn that. No,
right.
No. One person burns that in our lifetime.
You know, Lindsay, I don't think that. I think that number is going to decline just based on the fact that we're running out of sources.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to come up with alternative energy. We have to because they're, you know, when your daughter is our age, I have a feeling they'll have already explored more options just by necessity. It's not even I mean, right now we kind of think, some people think, it's kind of a luxury. These electric cars and hybrids or whatever, they're a luxury. They're kind of expensive. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about as far as expense. But it's kind of like what we have to do.
It's the way of the world. It's the way things are going. And I told you about that band that I know that's touring out west right now. And they left earlier this week from Detroit, and they posted on their Facebook that they had made it to, I think they were in Iowa, Cedar Rapids, and they're doing it on vegetable oil.
That is
what
amazing.
They're filling their van up with
some type of vegetable
oil. I got to get the details from them exactly how they. I mean, they posted pictures of the giant gallon barrel things, those big drums,
right.
You know, that they have like with piping and crazy
now,
stuff.
Do you remember the name of the band?
It's Root Stand.
Root Stand.
And they
maybe check it out. Yeah.
And they've played here on the Motor Drive before.
Oh, cool.
They're a Michigan band. Me and Joe Smith is also touring with them.
Oh, cool.
And he's an awesome folk-friendly, funky flow kind of music, acoustic, yeah. Billy,
little,
fun.
Maybe storytelling a little in there.
Oh, he's awesome.
Good.
He's a good friend of mine, very good friend of mine, wonderful musician. And it's really cool that they're doing this, touring out west on vegetable oil. Vegetable
That's so
oil.
Cool. Yeah, maybe we can have them in when they get back.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. We should try that out. So tomorrow, Wednesday, November 10th, 3:40, and then again at 6 p.m. in L14, the basement of the Liberal Arts Building. Pretty cool auditorium down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plenty of seats. What, it seats probably 60?
Easily. And it's kind of it's almost like a lecture hall, but it's very comfortable with the cool chairs.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Yeah. And this is free. And what can we do to reduce our environmental impact? Watch this film that is put off by our being presented by the Student Environmental Association here at Henry Ford Community College. It is National Geographic's Human Footprint.
Cool.
Tomorrow.
So if you're wondering what you can do, this is a first step. Watch this film.
Yes.
And you have something else related.
The Biotechnology Day at Henry Ford Community College is happening on November 19th.
Yeah. These are both free.
Both of these are free. This one is from 8:15 to 12:15. This event is going to provide information to students about the exciting opportunities available in the biotechnology industry. And it will also bring together experts who use biotechnology in their careers every day.
Cool.
There's going to be four speakers. Claire Evans, she is the Director of Therapeutic Programs at ECOR Medical Systems. ECOR is I-C-H-O-R.
Okay.
Is it ICOR or ECOR? I took Spanish, so I always turn E's and I's into E's.
Oh, really?
It's just like weird. Yeah.
How'd you do in that class? I'm
pretty
just kidding.
Good, yeah.
She used to drive you nuts. It was so funny.
I got to take another one, too. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
Brandon Good this is the cool one. This is forensic scientists for the Michigan State Police Biology and DNA Unit will be there doing
CSI.
Be here, yeah.
That's the good stuff.
Yes, he will be here at Henry Ford Community College. Pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Really cool. I think that's neat. I wanted to go into forensic science for a minute.
I mean, so many people.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, ended up on the radio.
Yeah, ended up on the radio.
No, I get it. I get the connection. who else will be there?
Jason Ellison. He is the director of Tech Town Stem Cell Commercialization Center.
Okay.
And William Von Sigler is the assistant professor of environmental microbiology at University of Toledo.
That's a big deal.
Big deal. Yeah, he sounds like assistant professor of environmental microbiology. Just you say microbiology, my brain goes out the window. That's some serious stuff. Man.
It is. I know. But, I have a feeling for them. They're going to present that in terms that we can understand.
Oh,
even,
definitely.
Even you and me.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And there's going to be several breakout sessions. And one of them is going to be a tour of Henry Ford Community College's campus.
Cool.
And how to start a career in science is going to be by Kelly Scientific Services.
All right.
And panel discussions from representatives from regional biotechnology companies.
Okay.
So, and it's all going on here at Henry Ford Community College. It is free. It is from 8:15 to 12:15 in the ASCC building.
Okay.
The big blue building with all the windows.
Yep.
On Evergreen on November 19th. And if you want to know any more about this, which you possibly couldn't because I told you everything you need to know, you could go to www.hfcc.edu. And read everything I said to you.
There's actually on the right-hand side of that homepage, there's actually, I think, four kind of square buttons. One of them is about scholarships, something else about don't forget to register November 2nd or whatever. And one of those is the
Biotechnology Day at HFCC.
And if you click on that, basically, there's a picture of Lindsay pops out and says everything she... No, I'm just kidding. No, but it has all the information there, everything you could possibly need to know. And you know what? I think now would be a good time to take a break.
Good time to take a break. We should come back and maybe discuss non-traditional careers for women and... Mancinelli, have a wonderful interview that we're going to hear.
Man, she is so cool.
From Diane Mancinelli.
We spoke earlier about the Full Circle Dance Company, so
Director of Dance.
She's the director of the company.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's auditions coming up actually tomorrow and Thursday.
Wonderful.
And I would like to let her tell it in her words.
About it.
All right. So please stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk about really cool things, and eventually we're going to get to food. Yeah, bye. Thanks.
This is an official station of the MAEB.
MAEB.
The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
Again, that's Put Me on the Radio by Mitch and Anthony. I worked with them again this year.
Yeah?
So wonderful, yeah.
What were they for Halloween?
Well, we worked at the haunted house together, and we were just monsters. You can't really define
it. Well, you were a clown.
Yeah, but I was one of the very rare, clearly defined monsters. For example, Mitch had his hair cut really, really short, but he left two long strands, and they, like, used hairspray to get it was sticking straight in the air.
Wow.
It was so cool. And then he had makeup on, and he had a chainsaw.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So what do you call that? Something scary.
He's
that's what I go with.
Scary dude.
A scary monster. Now, as promised, I spoke earlier with Diane Mancinelli. She is the director of HFCC's Full Circle Dance Company. And there's auditions coming up for winter 2011. And she gave me a lot of information, so I'd love to go right to that, and we'll talk about it, or we obviously have a lot to talk about, mm-hmm. but we'll let her put it in her own words. All right,
let's hear it.
We'll be right back. Well, I'm here with Diane Mancinelli, the artistic director of HFCC's Full Circle Dance Company. First of all, thank you for joining us today on the Campus Connection.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
We're going
to
have a lot of fun. What does that mean, the artistic director? First of all, what is the Full Circle Dance Company?
The Full Circle Dance Company is a performing group on here on campus, and it is for the purpose of providing educational and performance opportunities for our dancers, our dance students, who have experience in performing and have some classes under their belt, particularly ballet classes. That's the fundamental art form for dance, so I'm looking for people with a strong ballet background and modern background.
Okay, so but the Full Circle Dance Company, you don't draw specifically or strictly from the current student body, is that accurate?
Yes, we do. Yes, we draw from the student body, also from U of M Dearborn,
okay,
and also from the surrounding community. So anyone who is a junior or senior in high school can have dual enrollment between our class, which is a college dance company class.
Okay.
It's a 3-credit class. And then anyone who has experience and would like to be a part of this group, this performing group, and they do have to audition. There's an audition, and that will take place November 10th at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and then November 11th next week, 5:30 to 6:30, here on campus in our dance studio.
And where is the dance studio located?
The dance studio is located in the athletic building. It's in the lower level right here on our main campus.
Yeah, and that's one of our southernmost.
Correct.
You're right.
That's the southernmost building on campus.
And I always tell people, if you can park there, because that's not staff parking, that's open to students.
Correct.
Do that. It's such a great location. Just there's my little, I'll throw that out there.
It is.
So just to reiterate, because it sounds like this is similar to the situation what we have with our theater department, where it's open. Most of these productions, or in this case, the dance company, is open to anybody, providing they have the experience and the audition,
right,
to make it. And
right,
then the requirement after that, say somebody from Dearborn, a Dearborn resident who doesn't go to school here, they do audition and they're part of the Full Circle Dance Company, then they would just be required to take that 3-credit-hour class.
That's correct.
Okay.
They do not have to take any other classes on this campus. They can just take the one class. It's a it's a college credit class, so it's 3 credits, and it meets on Tuesday and Thursday evenings from 4:30 to 6:30. to 7:30.
4:30.
Yeah, the schedule of classes will state 4:30 to 6 o'clock, but there's extra rehearsal time, so it goes to 7:30 okay. on those two nights.
Now, and what are some of the, and I don't mean to sound naive, but what are some of the presentations that are a recital? How would this be worded?
We do a whole season. So our artist in residence, who will be here all through January and a little part of February, will come and set a work on the company. And what that means is they will teach, in this case, three traditional Spanish dances.
Oh, wow.
She's a flamenco artist and performer and teacher. And she will come and set three pieces. One is called the Rumba Flamenca, one is Sevillanas, and one is Alegrías.
Well, that's really good.
And
of course, you could be butchering that, and I wouldn't know.
I had 5 years of Spanish.
That sounded
helps
really good.
A little. And we also will have a salsa teacher and artistic director. This gal is from Colombia. Come in and set a piece on our company. And then we have student choreography.
Oh, no kidding.
We have an adjunct also who will be choreographing, Amy Gilmet, our new adjunct, and I will be choreographing some pieces. So we do a spring concert every year, typically at the end of April or beginning of May. And then we also have a whole season of different venues. We'll be doing a performance for the Council of World Cultures here on our campus. We will be doing something for Vista Maria.
Oh.
We're doing a piece for Duval Elementary School in Dearborn, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. No, I got you. That's awesome. Now, I just to go back, I introduced you. Again, we're with Diane Mancinelli. This is Campus Connection. You're the artistic director. You said something about other people, students having an opportunity to choreograph. But that is a big part of what you do, is it not?
The choreography?
Yeah.
Oh, a very big part of it. That's why it's a little bit different than music, for example, because with music, it's recorded, musicians can rehearse a little bit quicker for a performance than dancers. And the reason for that is all of our pieces either have to be picked out of a repertory, meaning that they were already choreographed, but they have to be reset,
right.
Or they have to be composed from the beginning. And that process is long. So we only have one semester to put all these pieces together, set them on the company, get them rehearsed, get the costumes designed and ready,
right.
and have the music chosen for all the pieces and have it performance polished and ready to go. So it's a long process.
It sounds like that's why it makes sense to have people that have at least a little bit of experience in these
things. Exactly.
But again, you did tell me that you're open to. I mean, there's a process here also where they're going to learn.
That's right. So if students are not have some experience and some classes under their belt and they're still interested, I will take them as an apprentice. And an apprentice just means that they can be in two full company pieces and then understudy everything else and kind of act like a sponge in class.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. That's the opportunity.
So I do take anyone who wants to audition and just wants it for the experience of auditioning. That's perfectly fine with me as well.
So I
welcome everybody.
Your capacity as an instructor comes in there also.
That's right.
One more time now, audition dates and then a contact information to get a hold of you.
Yes.
Please.
Audition dates are next week, Wednesday, November the 10th.
Now, everybody knows that listens to Campus Connection that we're live on a Tuesday. I'm just kidding. Everybody knows it's recorded. The actual date will be the
November the 10th from 2 to 3 and November the 11th from 5:30 until 6:30. And if you cannot make either one of those auditions, I schedule individual auditions for students. And you can contact me, Diane Mancinelli, at 313-845-6314, or you can email me.
Okay. What's your email?
My email is dmancin@hfcc.edu.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Again, this is Diane Mancinelli, the Artistic Director at HFCC's Full Circle Dance Company. Thanks for joining us on Campus Connection today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So what did you think of that?
She is very passionate about dance.
Yes.
She is I love the fact that she has so much enthusiasm for what's going on here at Henry Ford in dance, because I know she's been doing this for a long time here.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool that you were able to interview her, and we are putting it out there on the airwaves for people to learn more about the dance that goes on here at Henry Ford, and these auditions, mm-hmm. there you go, that are coming up tomorrow and Thursday.
She's awesome. Yeah. She really is a very dynamic lady, and I had a chance to go to her office, obviously, and talk to her. There's so much going on here, and I think that's just part of it. She's just grateful. She was really cool about, getting the exposure, and I'm like, that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. That's and our job.
Her dance students, it's a little club. They love her.
Yeah.
Said, I told you I had taken her. I had her as an instructor. I wasn't a dancer, but I had her for like nutrition and stress management and stuff. Yeah. But the one thing that I do know, she always had the dance students and all them. They all hang out down there in the studios, which are really cool studios, by the way.
Yeah.
The dance. I felt like Flashdance,
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you have your leg warmers?
I was just gonna say leg warmers and all. Yeah, everybody's really, really into it.
You're so funny. Yeah, me too. I don't like to show off or brag.
Yeah, yeah.
This is I'm Dennis. I'm with Lindsay. This is Campus Connection, and we're moving right on into
moving right along
something
into,
cool here.
Yes, imagine the possibilities, Dennis.
Now, I can. And the reason why I can is because one of the driving forces behind Imagine the Possibilities, which is the non-traditional
careers for women
in technology, this particular one.
Yes.
Diane Green, who is the Associate Dean of Counseling for our wonderful college, was on the air with Jay, Amy, and myself on November 5th for the new WHFR Journal. So like our show, I know a lot of people know that they can go to the podcast and listen to the show after the regular time where it airs on the second Tuesday between 1 and 2. You can listen to it anytime you want at your leisure. The same thing with the journal. So if you click on new WHFR Journal and then go to the date, which would be November 5th, the show started with a wonderful conversation with Ms. Diane Green. But we're going to talk about it here in real time,
mm-hmm. right here on Henry Ford Community College's Campus Connection.
The real Campus
Connection. The real Campus Connection.
We're not imposters.
Imagine the possibilities. It's pretty cool. It's been going on. Last year we talked about it.
This is the fifth year.
Mm-hmm. Fifth year.
Fifth annual.
And this is our, we've been doing this for a year. So
for, yeah, yeah.
This is the second time.
Over a year.
Second time we've talked about this amazing seminar outreach,
yeah.
I could say, that goes on here at Henry Ford.
Exactly.
One of the cool things, Dr. Brenda Hildreth, who we've spoke about often and have talked to often, the coordinator of student outreach and support here at Henry Ford, and Chad Austin is Henry Ford Community College's job placement officer. They're all going to be discussing the numerous services available through their offices that will help women enroll and be in more of these programs that are
traditionally
catering to men.
For men.
And now are women are booming in these.
Well, that's the thing. You and I have talked about this last year. We said that, and the line is becoming fuzzier, which I think is good news. That means the Chad Austins and Dr. Hildreth and Miss Diane Green, they're doing their job by getting this out there and getting people, rallying or whatever. But of course, this is in the winter. This is for women. In the spring, they'll have one for men with non-traditional careers for men. But on this particular, what are some examples of fields that they're talking about here?
A non-traditional career for a woman is architectural construction technology.
Makes sense.
Computer science information assurance.
Mm-hmm. Especially the assurance, she said.
Really?
Diane Green said that. Yeah, there's a lot of software, that is not necessarily new or revolutionary for a woman to be involved in, but the actual assurance, which specifically means like security.
Okay.
The security of your computer system, your network, what have you. That's been traditionally a male, dominated by males. And they're saying, no, there's plenty of room for everybody here. So come on. So yeah, that's one of the ones I know they're
showcasing. Interesting. I didn't realize that.
That's what the assurance means.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal justice.
Again, another.
It's
very
there
much.
There are more and more. Yeah.
Yeah.
More and more women though.
Now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Energy technology. You know what? I'm going to go back to that criminal justice real quick. When we did the, men and not so traditional careers for men or whatever.
That's so funny.
When we were talking about male nurses and there are so many more male nurses, just like there's so many more female cops. I don't think of it as a non-traditional career for women.
But I would think in general, overall across the country, that probably is still considered non-traditional. Yeah.
And energy technology, which has Biotechnology Day at Henry Ford Community College and the National Geographic Human Footprint. So energy technology, cool thing to get into. I think it's be a huge thing to get into in the coming years.
For everybody.
Men and women, yeah.
But I think traditionally men have, like, you know, they think of scientists and engineering.
They think of technology. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a guy thing. Hospitality and culinary arts.
That's always confused you and me because think of, you know, women being there. But again, that's our perception of it because there's more and more here.
Yeah.
In general, the people I've talked to, even at our college, said that, no, it's still a traditionally a male-dominated career.
More men are chefs. More women bake cookies at home. I know. I don't want to sound like that.
Better you
that
say it than me.
Silly girl sitting behind the mic saying that women belong in the kitchen at home.
And I know you don't mean that.
But not at all, but that is the stereotype. That's the way it kind of has been.
It has been.
Yeah.
Our parents, for sure. I mean, that was part of that generation. Yeah. So, yeah. So we're already really breaking some barriers, you know?
Yes. Industrial drafting and computer animated design, CAD programs. Really cool. I think that stuff's fascinating to me. I think it's really neat. There was a CAD program at my high school that had like adult ed, and yeah, it was all guys. Medical assisting and there was CAD, and it was like I did medical assisting and all the guys did CAD. So
but I think that even Diane Greene had alluded to the fact that she may have actually come right out and said it, that science and math were traditionally male.
Oh, yeah.
The careers in those particular subjects went, you know, men pursue them far more often. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the case.
No, and there's been studies done that our youth, our children, our girls are excelling in science and math over boys right now in the younger grades, elementary schools.
Okay.
Girls are doing far better than in the past, and they are exceeding. And rising above the little boys and their mathematical brains.
You know me, that's never been, math happens. Has never been my strong suit, so. yeah, so I'm already non-traditional.
So pretty cool. I mean, these are quite a few careers that are obviously in the past been geared towards men and not so much anymore, and this is pretty cool.
And then remember that these are the careers, like general fields. Within these careers or within these fields, there's so many jobs. There's so many different jobs.
In the past, this seminar has been invaluable to providing important information to help participants make realistic decisions about their career choices.
Okay.
To help women, you know, feel comfortable with what they're doing. And it gives them an opportunity to speak with the faculty and other women students that have done this and have been in these various programs. And it proves it's been really helpful to the people that have attended this seminar. Should I call it a seminar? Yeah, seminar.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Well, what is it going on and what do we have to do? I know it's free.
It's going on November 17th at 8 till 1:30.
That's right. There's registration at 8 a.m. I believe it's in the tech building.
Registration is also offering a free continental breakfast.
I was just getting to that. And a free lunch, by the way.
And a free lunch. Whoa.
Yeah, so continental breakfast will be like
at 8.
Donuts, then, juice, coffee, whatever. It'll be cool. And then a free lunch later.
Yeah, yeah. At noon. Woohoo.
It's in the tech building. It's on November 17th. Diane Greene said, get there early. They have no idea how busy it's going to be, but
this is the fifth year, so obviously it's doing good.
And they just keep building. They keep building on it.
There's also going to be, the event's going to end with drawing for door prizes. So
all right.
That's always
food,
fun.
Prizes.
To register and to get more information, you call Brenda. Brenda Redinger. God, that's a tough one. At 313-845-9617.
Now, two things here. One, it's very important. They do want to kind of account on how many people are going to be there, but they are encouraging people. Look, if you have something going, if something going on and all of a sudden you don't, just show up, please.
Drop-ins welcome. Participants are very welcome.
Absolutely. Yes. She made that very clear. They're encouraging that.
Yeah, that's okay. Awesome because it's hard to schedule things and be there when you're supposed to be.
That's right.
All right, so what else is going on? The Secrets of Success, Dennis.
All right, what's that?
It's from 2 to 3 in the Learning Resources Center. The Student Outreach and Support, once again, is putting on a test-taking strategies, kind of like quick course class type thing, mm-hmm. but you don't need to register and you don't need to pay. And it's Thursday, November 18th in LRC, room 121 from 2 to 3, just 1 hour. And it's test-taking strategies. And I always feel that it's very important to mention these things because you know that I struggle with taking tests.
Yeah, you do fine in everything else when you kind of freeze a little bit,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I don't really, not a good test taker, never have been.
Okay.
I kind of freak out a little bit. So, yeah, check that out for people like me, because there's many of us, obviously, or else they wouldn't have opportunities like this for you to go and learn their strategies.
There's tons of them.
To take better tests. Speaking of tests, here's a stop test anxiety thing going on, too.
This is really cool.
Eliminate worry, panic, blanking out, which is what I do.
Right.
Physical discomfort during tests and public speaking. Improve your grades, attitude, confidence, and concentration.
Right.
You're going to be taught self-hypnosis by John Carroll,
mm-hmm.
LPC, and counselor and hypnotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the maximum from this free seminar. You should commit to attending every session.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah,
well, we have a little bit of a, okay, it says to go to every one to get the maximum out of it, and I understand that. The first one actually was on November 3rd,
mm-hmm.
this past week. If you're going to go in there now, go in there. Seriously, mm-hmm. the next one's tomorrow. What,
yes.
November 10th?
November 10th.
And just say, look, I didn't know about it. Can I still go in? I'm positive that we'll let you. Maybe even bring you up to speed if you miss one. If you miss more than one, maybe it's not worth it and you got to wait till later. But I encourage people, go tomorrow. Talk to, where is it? No?
In the LRC 121.
Okay. That's in the main floor of the building that has counseling and...
the Learning Resources Center.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next to the library.
Next to the library, mm-hmm. and where you go in for registration, records,
exactly.
counseling, everything.
Yep.
It's a 1 hour session, and 12 to 1 is when it goes on.
Okay.
And it does say you should commit to attending every session, like we said, but there's four sessions, the 10th, 17th, and the 24th. I would think that if you missed the first one and you can make it to three,
uh-huh.
you're still going to be, I mean, you should still be.
Is there contact info?
Oh, yeah. To participate, you can pick up a registration packet at counseling,
all right.
and in the LRC, or you can contact John Carroll at 845-9753.
Tell him you heard it here. Tell him we said we think it'd be okay to hit three if you missed the first one.
Yeah.
And find out for sure, though.
And, you know, we do only do our show once a month, so
right.
we try to tell you about these things
exactly.
when we can. But, hey, we're a day late and a dollar short.
And we may not have had that information.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a quick,
really
non-commercial
quick break, and we're going to come back with some cool workshops that are going to be going on for local residents.
That's
to
right.
get a job.
We're going to talk about the
Open
secret
to the
garden.
Public.
We got Festival of Trees, and we have food. Thanks. Stay tuned.
We here at WHFR know you must like style because, after all, you're listening to a radio station that plays many different styles of music. But if you want to take your style up a notch and help us out at the same time, you should check out our online store. Full of t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and much more, you can be sure to be looking your best when you're wearing our stuff. Best of all, part of every purchase helps us continue our style and bring you the best non-commercial music programming around. So check us out today by logging on to www.whfr.fm and click the link on the right of the page for our online store. Once again, our website address is www.whfr.fm. And thank you for helping WHFR continue making waves.
Tuesday, November 9th.
November 9th.
Yeah, did you say no?
No, I was going to say 9th.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
they
no.
They start with the same N.
All right, well, we are here, and we're having a good time talking to you about jobs and tests and
just
and
cool stuff.
Cool stuff that's going on here, and something that is going on that Dennis and I love to talk about, which are free things.
Yes.
And we this love is, free yes, things. Yes, we love free things. And this is free to the public. So not only is it free to our wonderful students here at Henry Ford, this is for the public to take part in. It is for the local community to come here to Henry Ford Community College and go to 2 free job preparation workshops.
This is cool.
Yes. Thursday, November 11th. That's in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday, November 18th. The first workshop is titled Preparing Your Job Search Documents, and it will take place November 11th from noon to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going on, I said it was here on campus, but it's on...
It's at our East Campus.
It's at our East Campus,
mm-hmm.
where nursing is now located.
That's right.
At the MTech, located at 3601 Schaefer. That's in East Dearborn.
It's between, like, I always take Rotunda to mm-hmm. get on to Schaefer.
That's what I, yeah.
And then it's on the left-hand side almost immediately after
it's
you cross
over. Where
the
old Davenport University was.
Bam, that's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
The
UAW.
ATA,
mm-hmm.
where the Lake Superior State is.
No, that's a different area. The ATA is on Miller, I believe.
Oh, that's Miller. It's a little farther. You're right.
So this
is
Schaefer, but it's just south of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so that's going on, and... participants are going to receive instruction on how to prepare a cover letter, resume, and references for a successful job search. People think they know these things. You don't know them until you go to a couple of these types of seminars, classes.
That's right.
Chad Austin, our job placement.
Friend of our show.
Yeah, friend
Love
of our
him.
Show. You don't know how to write a cover letter or perfect your resume until you've been criticized numerous times.
She means constructively criticized about your resume.
When
not
people hear criticism.
I don't like your shoes.
No. When you get criticism
mm-hmm.
from someone, a professional
somebody who knows,
looking at your resume,
right, objectively,
that looks at tons and tons and tons of resumes on a daily basis, you got to be able to hear it. I know this from experience.
No, yeah, right.
And,
we both did.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about these, well, first of all, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are free.
Yes.
And just as importantly, there's they tell you to bring your lunch, but HSCC will provide beverages and dessert.
Sweet.
How do we always end up with this, don't we?
We just food.
With free food.
Food.
All right.
Food.
We'll get to it. But anyway, so they're talking about how space is limited. I would imagine something free mm-hmm. with this, this important probably
yes.
would get fill up fast.
Well, and it's open. Yeah. And it's the public. It's, you don't have to be a registered student at Henry Ford or anywhere for that matter. You can just
right.
be, man on the street. Kind of cool. The second workshop is Job Search Strategies, Making Your Search Efficient and Effective. That one is November 18th from noon to one as well in the MTech building. And those attending that session are going to learn about successful job search strategies from HFCC professionals.
That's so
Who
cool.
do you think those professionals are going to be?
I'm thinking they're probably the same people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Chad.
And... That's what I'm guessing. I mean, yeah. Chad's name is not. Yeah, it's going to be Chad.
This is cool.
Learn
how to prepare an application
cool
and associated materials to secure a great job. This
mm-hmm.
is important. I mean, and I'm going to say that the absolute worst time to learn this is by doing it and not succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when a prospective employer says, no, because you didn't do this right, I'm not going to offer you the job, that's probably the worst time to learn it. Yeah, it's still a learning experience. You can take something away from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the best time is ahead of time when you're, I think all of us, the best time to look for a job is when you don't need it. So I think all of us engaged in this ongoing process of bettering ourselves or whatever,
mm-hmm.
this fits right into that.
Who better to learn it from than Henry Ford Community College's job placement office, too?
I totally agree.
I mean, you can get, feedback from your friends or whatever, or your parents, but Henry Ford's job placement office is awesome. They have posting positions that with HFCC, posting positions, I'm sorry, businesses and companies post positions with the job placement office and often update it and help people find jobs, and they don't charge or anything. So, it's just really cool. Really, really cool department that we have here, and they're offering free workshops for local residents.
Take advantage. For the loyal community.
If you want to learn more about it, 845-9618 is the number to call, or you can always go to the Office of Job Placement here at Henry Ford Community College, speak to someone, get to know more. But once again, those dates are this Thursday, November 11th, and next Thursday, November 18th from noon to 1 on both those days.
Cool.
Be there. Get your resume done.
Yeah, get a job. There you go. What else you got?
Wayne County Reading Council Scholarship.
This is cool.
This is really cool. This $500.
Yeah.
Everybody,
can you use it?
Everybody needs $500.
Goes
right?
directly to your tuition here mm-hmm. at this school. So they worked out a nice little program there.
Yeah, what do you got to do?
You have to design a poster, I believe.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
The poster is going to help announce the Educational Student Teacher Conference that will take place here at Henry Ford Community College in mm-hmm. April. So Dennis and I, I'm sure our April edition of HFCC's Campus Connection will be discussing the Student Teacher Conference
I have
that's
to tell
going
you,
on here.
I took a little peek, and there's a lot of stuff going on, too. And that's also the deadline for scholarships at the school,
mm-hmm.
so that would make sense. This particular date. Yeah, so there's a lot going on in the spring.
The theme for this conference actually is Spring Into the Classroom Success.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the deadline for the design submission is November 25th. That's going to be here really soon because
right.
it's already the 9th, and wow.
Yeah.
This is just flying by. So keep in mind, Spring Into Classroom Success is the theme. You're going to design a poster,
mm-hmm.
maybe incorporate some springtime things in it.
I wouldn't think so.
It is November, and I know a lot of people are thinking turkey and bows and Christmas trees and stuff.
But, and stuff. And,
yeah, but put your mind in spring mode.
Yeah, Christmas in Michigan.
And you
I can't
can get
wait
$500
to fish again.
I can't wait for that, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Stay tuned for Monty Dennis's Christmas special.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, we have the best tunes there.
I think so. Whatever we don't know, we make up.
Any student enrolled at HFCC is eligible for this competition. You don't have to be in the teaching department. You don't have to go into education. You don't have to be in art. You don't have to be in read. You don't have to be in anything. You just need to be a student
mm-hmm.
here at Henry Ford, and that makes you eligible for the competition and the scholarship. They will select winners based on this criteria. The submitted poster must focus on the theme, which is what I said, Spring Into the Classroom. Submissions must be original. You cannot copy this or whatever, the selection.
Or whatever.
Just be original.
Yeah, just do it yourself.
The selection will be made by Wayne County Reading Council's board.
Mm-hmm.
And submissions must be turned in on or before the deadline of November 25th. Artist okay. signature will appear on the poster, so make sure that's your work.
And where do they turn them in?
November 25th.
Where?
Oh, where? Where do they turn them in?
Do we know?
For more information, please contact Dr. Adnan Sahi in the English and World Languages Division.
Okay.
845-6407. I would assume a liberal arts building, English and World Languages Division is
right.
obviously where you'd probably turn these in.
And hfcc.edu. That, again, the information we have, a lot of that is on there.
On the website.
Exactly.
Yes. It does not say, though, where to turn it in. But
okay. Often it's a digital thing. So, yeah. So definitely call that number and find out, or go on the website. We can find out to the specifics there. But we want to let you know. Now you're aware there's a $500 opportunity here.
$500.
This is really cool, Lindsay. Can I talk about this just really quick?
Do you take it on?
I know. And I know we're kind of up against it here. But this in particular, it's the Life and Times of an American Civil War Soldier, a reenactment hosted by the HFCC History Department. It's performed by HFCC History Instructor, my History Instructor, Mr. Dennis J. Ringel. This is open to all HFCC students and staff, anybody that wants to, Wednesday, November 17th. So if you're not at these, the one seminar, for your resume and cover letter on the 17th, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
If you're not at that, you can be in L14 where you just watched the movie about the footprint,
mm-hmm.
where you're just there from 11 to 12:30 on Wednesday, November 17th in the Liberal Arts Building Room L14. Dennis Ringel was my instructor, and we've all had that history instructor. Well, I shouldn't say we all have. We've all had history instructors or instructors that, maybe they kind of put us to sleep. I mean, they're out there. They know who they are. And history is one of those subjects that's very easy to do. So if you're not enthusiastic about it or whatever, your students are on snooze. Mr. Ringel was amazing. He's a former retired Navy. He actually wrote a book, a textbook that's being used, I know, at least in Annapolis, which is the Naval Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had us engaged in this class. He would have us stand up and kind of act out some of the parts of history that were important and significant. How can you not remember it that way? How can you not remember that? And he was just so passionate about it. He retired from the Navy, and specifically with whatever money was left over from the GI Bill, he went back to school to pursue this degree so he could teach history. The guy's just neat. I totally recommend it. If you're a student here, staff, faculty, Wednesday, November 17th, 11 to 12:30, it's a reenactment of the life and times of an American Civil War soldier.
Awesome.
And if something happens, you can't be there. Or for the outside community who can't be there, we're going to do a pretty good job of recapping this in the next issue of the Mirror News, too. So, or the one following that, the December issue, after this takes place. So keep your eyes open for that.
Cool.
Yep. What do you got?
Well, we are against the clock today, aren't we? God, we're just so man. Much information.
I know.
Let's get to music.
Okay.
Around the World concert series that goes on here often at Henry Ford Community College in our, isn't that right here in the Student Center, right?
Yep.
That's where it goes
right
on.
Right there, where we by the Skylight Cafe, yeah.
Next concert to be held here in the Student Center is on Thursday, November 18th. Roots Vibration will be here. They are creative and seasoned musicians who have multi-generational and multinational appear.
So that's during lunch.
They're during lunch. It's a Caribbean music kind of funky flow, and they're from Detroit.
Like
and
it.
Awesome.
Yep.
So they are here November 17th. Is that what I said? 18th.
Absolutely
sorry.
Free. 18th. Come in, grab lunch.
11:30 to 1.
11:30 to 1. They'll be here playing. Just come on in.
Go to the Skylight Cafe.
Anybody.
And get
come on in.
Anyone.
Yep.
Free music. Free music here at Henry Ford Community College and an awesome lunch from the Skylight. I love the food here.
I know.
They got good soup.
Yeah, they do.
Speaking of music, the 26th annual Autumn Jazz Concert is going on on December 10th. Now, you're thinking, why is Lindsay telling me about something that's going on December 10th? Well, Dennis and I will not be back on the air for Campus Connection until December 14th.
Right.
So we want to make sure to let you know about this because I was at the 25th annual last year, and it's awesome. Oh, I had such a good time. The performers that are there are Henry Ford's big band, Blue Fusion, who is the vocal jazz band that are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Studio 110 is the big band jazz. Midnight Blue is another beautiful vocal jazz group. And all of the bands are going to present performances by favorite big band songs that you know and vocal jazz tunes that everyone is familiar with, as well as holiday songs. It's a great thing to come with the family, get a little dressed up, and, you know, sit and have a fun night of music here at Henry Ford Community College. And tickets are only $10, and students are $7. So come with the fam, you know, check it out. 317-6566 is how you can get advanced tickets. Tickets are also going to be available at the door. Once again, this is on December 10th from 8 to 10 at the Adrey Auditorium, the McKenzie Fine Arts Center here on Henry Ford Community College's campus.
I know you're going to go right into the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that we're going to cover the Secret Garden, but Jerry Jablinski was also on the new WHFR Journal while you're podcasting. The date of that journal was October 29th. He started the show off, so you can find out a lot about him, about the show itself. He's the technical director. The actual director of Secret Garden is Judy Fletcher.
Mm.
She's done a couple different things. They have, actually, I'm reading this out of the paper. She was the director of To Kill a Mockingbird in 2007. Jablinski's done a lot of stuff, including A Christmas Carol and Pinocchio. This particular show, it opens November 12th. This is very family friendly, as has been. I've been reminded many times by the lovely and talented Lindsay.
I'm excited.
And this it's presented Fridays at 7 p.m., Saturdays at 2 and 7, and Sundays at just 2. The show is from November 12th through December 5th, so it's quite a few weekends, but not that of Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving weekend, stay home, eat turkey or whatever you eat. I don't know. tickets are $12 for adults, $10 for students. With ID that includes adult students like yours truly, and $6 for children 12 and under, $5 per seat for groups of 10 or more. That just makes sense.
Yeah.
So you get a group of your neighborhood kids.
$50.
Call. Awesome. $50 for all of them. You can contact Jerry Jablinski, the technical director, at 313-845-9817. Two things I will bring up. We're giving away free tickets here on the station. Please do not call now or email or anything. This is a recorded show. We do not have the tickets right. You know, we're not giving them away on this show. But please stay tuned, and when prompted, you can call in or email or however they ask you to do it.
It's possible that Playing in the Waves on Saturday might have some tickets.
Between 6 and 8.
Yeah, between 6 and 8 on Saturday.
On Saturday night. So. Or you can read the Mirror News, and if you email editor@hfcc.edu, we are giving away two tickets, one pair of tickets for each performance, each show, and first come, first serve basis. So please email editor@hfcc.edu. Just tell me your preference. Give me two or three to pick from as far as a show that you'd like to go to.
Yeah, they are weekend shows, Fridays and Saturdays at 7. Saturday and Sunday matinee at 2.
You got it.
And
what
this
else?
Is, once again, it's opening up November 12th. That's my sister's birthday. And okay. It closes on December 5th. That's my birthday.
All right. So yeah, they knew that.
Birthday time.
You have the magic thing there. We have 3 minutes.
3 minutes. That's enough. My gosh. The holiday buffet is going on Wednesday, November 17th at 5101. It is, you ready for this?
I am ready. You know I've been ready for an hour.
My stomach is growling. All right. Wild mushroom soup is on the menu. Roast turkey and bread dressing with pan gravy. Baked Dearborn brand ham. Glazed and brandied cherry sauce. Carved baron of beef au jus.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Mashed potatoes. Sweet yam potatoes with golden raisins and whiskey sauce. baked acorn squash. Maple butter fall vegetable medley. Oh, salad bar is creamy coleslaw. Cranberry gelatin salad. Marinated beet salad. Marinated garden green salad with relishes. And relishes.
That's all just it. That's at the little salad bar.
This is the salad bar.
Cool.
Pickled vegetables, assorted salads, house-made dressings. We have wonderful dressings at 5101. I will say that. Their salads, all their dressings, so good. Dessert. What else? Then pumpkin pie and pastry chef's assortments. There will be beverages as well. $15 a person. This is a buffet.
Yep.
You can eat all that and then go up and eat it all again.
And then a third time if you're like me.
Have it again.
That's right.
Yes. And pumpkin pie. The sky's the limit. Have a whole pie. Don't have a one slice. No, no.
No, yeah.
Culinary Arts, this is going on once again on November 17th. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the lunch seating.
Mm-hmm.
6 p.m. to 8 p.m. is the dinner seating. Reservations, they say, is recommended. I believe that it should be required.
Strongly, strongly
because
recommended.
Because you will be turned away. Reservation hotline 206-5101. Make a reservation. Be here. $15. Wednesday, November 17th, have your holiday buffet. The Hospitality Studies here at Henry Ford Community College puts on a wonderful buffet every year, and the food is so, 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 so yummy. So please, please, please.
It's awesome. It is awesome. Let me cover it. We have the Festival of Trees, of which WHFR is a huge part. This is November 21st through 28th at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, City of Dearborn, 15801 Michigan Avenue. Festival of Trees, all proceeds benefit center, it's a benefit for the Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation. Tickets, adults, $5. Child tickets are $3, and under 2 are free. They also have dollar off coupons are available at ACO hardware stores. It's still called ACO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are sponsors, as we are the radio sponsor. The Festival of Trees. Let me just give you, for more information, call 248-336-2331, email at fotmichigan@hotmail.com, or visit www.fot.org. Also, look them up on Facebook. The 24th is the last day for the Cadence Narratives of Yesterday, Tomorrow in Bride Residue. That's Ima Ime, the Nigerian-American artist. It's absolutely unbelievably cool. Sisson Gallery. The 24th is the last day. And then finally, HFCC, what did I have here? I had one other thing. Oh, the planetarium.
Finally. Oh.
Planetarium, 7:15. Doors close at 7:30 on Tuesdays. Free to everyone. Anybody that can hear my voice, come into the planetarium. A fall star talk. It's absolutely cool. We've learned that the Ford Amateur Astronomy Club are the ones that present this, and they maintain our equipment here. They're very cool. You can learn a lot, have fun. It's absolutely free. Planetarium, see the star sky in the fall. That's it.
That's it.
That is it. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you again, Lindsay. Everybody have a wonderful holiday. Eat lots of turkey. And we will talk to you on December 14th. Thanks for listening, and thanks for all your support. Bye now.
Magic Notebook? Hello? Okay, alright, good, alright. Alright, so, hey, it's Jimmy. I'm your non-resident spaceman. You're listening to me floating in a tin can. Courtesy of the good people at WHFR.FM 89.3.